my next and my new. Glory to God. Quick turn me, if you can, to 3 John 1 and 2. It is a very popular passage of scripture that we have been reading for years and years and years, and I've read it many times, and I believe I have preached from this passage before, but I've never seen it like this before. And we've been on this power, I'm not powerless series, and I believe this is probably the last introduction into this particular message, into this particular time, at this divine time of God. If you can, it reads, 3 John 1 and 2 reads, Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you're already here. It's amazing that when we ask you just to pass by, you have passed by us. And your lingering presence is in the room, in the atmosphere. We praise you, God, for what you're about to say to us and what you're about to do to us in these few fleeting moments that you're about to do for us. We're going to give you glory and give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. And speak through me. God, give me the tongue of the learned so I can preach to your people and give them strategies and give them wisdoms and truths on how we can accomplish and be better than it was today. Speak to me, oh God, and I'll give you glory and I'll give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Give me a few minutes that I'm not going to preach very long, I don't believe. The Lord's already here. The educational system by which all of us have to pass through is based upon a biblical truth. Even though it was not God's intent for us to be educated, it was always God's intent for us to be revelated. I'll say it again. The education system that we matriculate through is based upon a truth. It's based upon a principle that all of us must go through. However, it was never God's intent for his people to be educated. It was God's intent for us always to be revelated. Because revelation will reveal to you the deep things of God. Revelation will reveal to you the wisdoms and the truths of God. Revelation will talk to you and bring you glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Revelation will talk to you and bring you to your expected. And revelation will show you your new and show you how to get to your new. Revelation will push you to your new. Matter of fact, revelation will put you in your new. It was never God's intent for you and I to be educated, but always to be revelated. And one of the things that God uses, that the education uses, is a thing called reading. I know, Pastor, this may be boring to some and may not reach you like it should, but I'm only talking to 4 or 5 good people. I'm only talking about 8 people, 9 people who will catch this and run with it, and you will show the rest what God is saying in this. Reading, whether it is understanding symbols or numerical or geographical or alphabetical symbols, it is based upon your ability to identify and produce sounds, glory to God, that will accurately describe what is on the paper or what is on or what is before you or what you are reading. Reading it, there is a saying that it is saying that's on the earth, that reading is fundamental. They say if you want to ever hide things from people, put it in books. I don't really understand that, because the Lord said to Moses, Moses, write down the things you see me do. Write them down in a book so that your children's children can ever be able to identify that God was here and that God did it, because I read about God. And because I read about God, I know who God is. It is in the Jewish tradition, the Hebrew tradition, that they raise their kids. Their kids start learning the Torah at a very young age. They get them cookies with Bible scriptures on them. They get them candy with Bible scriptures on them. Why? Because when they go up and when they get older, they can identify, glory to God. They won't forget how that candy tastes or that cookie tastes, but they won't forget the word that's been written in their hearts. They have to know the Bible backwards and forwards, the Torah, by the time they're 14 years old. Why? For they can know their identity, they can understand their character, and they understand their nature because they were reading. The Bible tells us, let us not be conformed to this world. Let us not come into harmony or comply or become similar in form, similar in nature, similar in character. Acts, deeds are in accordance with the prevailing standards and attitudes and practices, etc., of our society, of our group. But we should be renewed by the renewing of your mind. It is time for you and I to empower ourselves with reading. You may say, Pastor, reading is boring. No, it's not. Reading makes me sleepy. That's because that is a you problem. You and I need to get in the reading of the book. Because the Bible says, the Bible teaches us in Joshua. He says, the Bible says, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth. Thou shalt meditate on it day and night. How do I meditate? Because I began to read it. And if you read it, what happens is it began to stitch it upon your heart. It began to stitch it in your way. It begins to stitch it in your will. It begins to stitch it in your mind. It begins to stitch it in your thinking. And so you can have a reference point. So when anything happens in your life, you can have a reference point because I have read it. Matter of fact, the first thing Jesus did when we are introduced to Jesus, when he was at the Jordan River, and while he was at the Jordan River, the Bible says that when he came out of the Jordan River, there was a voice from heaven, and God spoke and said, "This is my son, who I am well pleased." And then right after that, they sent him to the wilderness, and while he was in the wilderness, he began to fast, and he began to be hungry. While he's fasting, he began to tear his flesh down for God. Hallelujah. He began to give his flesh up for the desires of God. And while he was in the wilderness, the devil came to him, and the first thing Jesus told the devil, "It is written." Other words, I have been it is written down. It is written by law, and it cannot be changed. What Jesus meant by "it is written," he means there is a covenant written in the blood of Jesus Christ. There's a covenant written by blood that man should not live by bread alone, but every appetite, every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. It is written. Then he said that man should not live by bread alone, but every word that has come out of the mouth of God. And how do I understand the word that has come out of the mouth of God? By what I read. And my brother and sister, let me tell you something. The only problem you and I have is a word problem. That's all you and I really have on this earth. And I'm almost finished right now. That's the only thing you and I really over have is a word problem. If we get a word, glory to God. If we get a word, what happens is when you get a word, you begin to make sounds. Oh my God. If you get a word, you go, ooh, what happens? You begin to make sounds. When you make sounds, sounds cause frequencies. Frequencies cause things to break. When you begin to get a word, you begin to sound the word out. And the reason why God wants you to get a word, for you can make a sound. And when you make a sound, the Bible says, make a joyful sound unto the Lord. Why? Because that sound is going to cause things to break in your life. You need a word in your mouth. You need a word in your heart if it can break in your life. See, reading produces many things. Reading will help you understand languages. When you can break down the language barrier, you can have access to what you need. There are many worlds, and I cannot just go to Japan and begin to function in Japan well because I don't know the Japan language. What happens is I just know a few words. And because I know only a very few words, I will not be able to function very well in that society without somebody taking my hand and leading me and guiding me and telling me what to say or working it out for me. But when you learn how to speak the language, when you get the words in your mouth, you're able to communicate, and then you can be able to make territory for yourself. Because when you begin to read, you begin to make territory for yourself. Oh, I don't have time to really go deep into given to this. But let me tell you something. When you begin to word, when you begin to read, what happens is when you begin, there's a story in the Bible by a guy named Daniel. Yes, I'm talking about Daniel in the lion's den. When God wrote a word on the wall. Check it out. When God wrote a word on the wall, in all the kingdom of Babylon, there was no one who could understand the encryption of the writing. Glory to God. On the wall. But there was one who had been captive. Glory to God. I'm preaching here. There's one who had been captive who had spent time with the writings of God. Time with the Spirit of God. Time with the move of God. Time with the voice of God. So when he saw the symbol, when they caught him in Nebuchadnezzar's office and said, Nebuchadnezzar, nobody in here could understand this reading on the wall. What is this word? They had to find a man of God. Glory to God. I'm preaching already. They had to find a man of God, someone who knew the encryption. Someone who knew how to get in touch with the one who put it on the wall. So Daniel began to pray to God and say, God, give me a word for those people. And what I'm telling you in Acts is that God has given you a word that they cannot encrypt. There's something in your life they cannot encrypt. And they don't know why you're blessed because it's in encryption. They don't know why you're favored because it's in encryption. They don't know why you. They don't know why the glory of God follow you like that. It's in encryption. They don't know why you anointed like that. It's in encryption. Glory to God. They don't know why you have victory like that. It's in encryption. They don't know why everywhere you go, everybody like you. Everywhere you go, you light up the room. Why? It's in an encryption. God writes stuff in encryption. That's why the enemy. Oh my God! Let me tell you something about the devil. The devil don't understand everything because God has written in encryption. Even though he was in heaven with God for many, many years, he was the one that the Bible says that he took a third of heaven with him. But he don't understand. Glory to God! That's why he fear you so much. That's why he want to make you captive. Oh my God! Because he understands if I can keep you from reading, just like they did when they captured slaves. If I can keep you from reading, you will have no success. That's just the devil, just like the devil. If I can keep you from reading, you will have no success. That's why I said, take all the books away, because I can't have you reading. Take them all away, because I can't have you reading. Because if you, there's a movie that I like, and I'm finishing. There's a movie that I like. It's called The Book of Eli. And the man came in the Book of Eli. And the man said, he said, if I can just get that book. When I get that book, he said, he sent out his spies and he sent out his workers and he sent out people all around to find this book. They turned over hills and they turned over mountains. They turned over things. They turned over rocks and hills and mountains, cars, trucks, buses, broken houses, broken banks, because they're looking for this book. Because they understand if they can read that book, the man said, if we can get a hold of that book, it's going to change. We can take over the world. The man said, if I can get a hold of that word, he was a non-believer, but he said, he was not even saved, but he said in the movie, I know I'm preaching the movie, but he said in the movie, it has spiritual context to it. He said, in the movie, he said, if I can get a hold of the book, he says, I know that, hallelujah, if I can get a hold of the book, I can take over the world. My brother said, that's what God's telling you. If you can get a hold of the book, you can take over the world. What's stopping you and I? Matter of fact, when I was reading this message, something began to stir in me. Began to stir me again. He says, you know, Lord, I got to come deeper. He said, come deeper. Why? Come deeper in this. Come deeper in this. Come deeper in my word, because the word of God is his will. The word of God is his thinker. The word of God is his character. The word of God is his nature. And we need the character, the nature, and the integrity of the word, because the integrity of the word will let you know, I'll never leave you or forsake you. All you got to do is read. I got to go. See the word knowledge. See, in the Hebrew, the word of knowledge in the Hebrew says, it is God's revealed will to a degree in which we are informed, is a degree by which we succeed in life and purposes. I'll say it again. When you and I begin to read, it says when we begin to read, we will obtain knowledge of God's word. And when we obtain knowledge of God's word, God's word is God revealed to us. In the degree in which you are uninformed is the degree by which you succeed in life and purpose. The church has an access to the church has the access to the mind and the will of God and the genius of God and the wisdoms of God. And God wants to grant this power unto
to you. There are major benefits when you begin to read. The first benefit is when you begin to read the word of God, you'll gain valuable revelation. The Bible says, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. You begin to come into a knowledge of God's ways, his character, his authority, and what he can do for you and what you can do for yourself. Because when you begin to read the word of God, you'll find out that I have the ability inside of me to begin to bind and begin to loose. I will obtain knowledge. I will obtain what God wants me to have in life. And I want to tell you, you can only go as far. And I'm telling you, you only have as much God in you as word in you. But let me be very clear here. A little bit of God in you is powerful all by itself. Just one iota of God in you, the God spark in you, is already powerful. But you can only have as much word, you can only have as much God in you as word in you. But notice this, that little bitty word you have in you has been keeping you. That little bitty word that you have in you has been causing your faith to stir. That word you've been having in you, oh my God, you don't even know the whole volume of the book. Hallelujah. But look at what little you do know. And the little you do know has kept you all this way. That's why I thank God. Hallelujah. That's why sometimes you guys give God thanks for the little I have. Because with the little I have, you have kept me. The little you have brought me forth. The little you have helped me success. You have shown me some successes with the little I have. And thank be unto God that when the enemy came in like a flood, with the little I have, you began to encourage my heart. Thank you, Lord. What happens when you begin to read? Your brain begins to exercise. Good God Almighty. Your brain will exercise. And when you brain exercise, it prevents overload from stress that brings you down. And he said, I sent him a word, and my word delivered us and healed us from all our disease. For all our dis-ease, not disease, but all our dis-ease. And what God wants to do is heal you from your dis-ease. Because all of you, my brothers and sisters, when there is a lack of word in your life, the enemy understands that I want to apply pressures. I want to apply diseases. I want to apply things that are not like God to your life. Notice this. He says, to your life. Why do you want to apply them to your life? Because if I can get you to pick them up. See, the enemy can't put nothing in your life. He can only bring things to your life. Because he needs you to pick it up. He can't get in your life because God in there. But you got to volunteer your services to the devil. But when you begin to read the word of God becomes like a repellent to the enemy. The word of God becomes a repellent to the enemy. And when he comes in, he will flee. And like just, oh my God, when I was a little boy, when I was way back in the country, you turn lights on, see roaches run like that. That's how the devil will, he will run just like it because he ain't nothing but a roach anyway. That's when he'll just run just like a flying roach. You need to get the gospel of the word and spray on him. Hallelujah. Spray the devil with the word. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. But what happens is, thank you, Jesus. Thank you. You got it in the back. Thank you, Jesus. What happens is when you begin to read the word of God, you begin to build your vocabulary. You need to know the word of God. What happens is you begin to build your vocabulary, and your vocabulary will give you the ability to communicate in order to have exchange. Good God Almighty, my reading will cause me to unlock doors. My reading will cause me to unlock my dreams again. My reading will help me grab a hold to what is impossible, to what is possible. I will begin to say, and I will write it on my tables of my heart, and the tables of my heart, my mind I will write it on. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable unto God. Oh, my rock, my Lord, my rock, and my redeemer. I'm getting my vocabulary ready because there's some things I got to speak into the atmosphere. There's some things I got to speak into existence. I know I'm going quite fast. I gotta hurry up. But there's things I got to speak to the atmosphere. There's some things I got to speak unto you. When you begin to read the word of the Lord, one of the best things about the word of the Lord is this. It prevents cognitive decline. The enemy wished to cause your thinker to go on blink. He wants to cause glitches in your thinking. When you read the word of God, what happens is the enemy wants to cause spiritual Alzheimer to your thinking. He wants you to be in places that you don't know. How do I get here? What's my name?
How do I, where is my car? Where is my keys? What happens is the enemy wants to cause spiritual Alzheimer's. So, my God, to you, for they can do what? Put you with somebody. Glory to God. They can lock you. Hallelujah. But you got to understand what the word of God does. Said, no, well, no. I will. The Bible says, I will lead you to things that's all truth. The enemy wants to make you paralyzed. He wants to paralyze your thinking. He wants to make your perception look another way. He wants to change your belief systems. And what happens is he changed your belief systems because of the lack of knowledge. Jesus said, and I quote, man do not perish. My people perish for the lack. And notice he said, my people. Oh, he's not talking about the unbelievers. He's saying you and me, we perish for the lack of knowledge. Thank you, sir. We perish for the lack of knowledge. When you and I begin to put the word in our life, the word will begin to multiply. And there's some of the word that people don't talk about. The word is an attractor. The word is an attractor. Remember when God told Moses, and that was Jesus in the burning bush. In case you didn't know, that was Jesus, because he is the consuming fire. In the burning bush, when Moses spoke to the angel, and that angel happened to be the Son of the living God. Hallelujah. He spoke to him and he said, you know what? He said, Moses, when they say my name, tell them my name is I am forever. What he was saying is that I am is an attractor for things that's just like me. So when you begin to read the word of God, he begins to attract things in your life that's just like him. That's why Jesus says, I sticketh closer than a brother. Remember, they laughed at the preacher when the preacher said, we serve a sticky God. What Jesus really was saying was this, that everything that sticks around me, everything that sticks on me, when you become a part of that, I put myself on you. So when I put myself on you and you push your way off, everything that's on me now is stuck on you. And now you have the struggle. Jesus, I'm preaching. Good God. You have the struggle to pull yourself off. You ever seen yourself fight to get out of something? Jesus, to get out of this, you had to fight your way to get out of this. Why? Because I got you stuck on me. You ought to tell your neighbor one good time. I know that's not a problem, but you ought to tell your neighbor, he's a sticky God. Good God Almighty. Right there, I'll just run. Matter of fact, I'm going to take my time and write it right now. He's a sticky God. Sticky God. He sticks on me. When I don't want him to stick on me, he stick on me. Things begin to come my way, he stick on me. Glory to God. Every time I look around, it's stuck on me. That's why I can't run from blessing. It's stuck on me. That's why I can't run from favor. It's stuck on me. That's why I can't run from grace. It's stuck on me. That's why I can't run from mercy. It's stuck on me. He's a sticky God. And as long as he keeps sticking, stick on me all the way. Glory to God. Stick on me all the way. When you begin to read the word of God, you will become a critical thinker. Oh, my God, I'm done. I'm closing right here. And when you become the word of God, you will become a critical thinker. One of the significant advantages of the word of God in operation, oh, my God, listen to tell you. One of the things about God, one of the significant things, the beauties about God, is that when you know the word of God is a corporation. It is an operation. It never closes. It runs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days in a year. It never stops. It is a corporation. Preacher, why are you getting so excited? Because when I begin to understand that this word of God is a corporation, other word, it produces. It always is produces. And when it gets in you, now you'll become a producer. You can't help but to become a producer. Not only what happens is it's a corporation. It does hostile takeovers. It does unfair trades. Glory to God. When he gave my life for his, it was an unfair trade. But that's the big of the corporation. It's supposed to do unfair trades. Why? It took my little company, good God Almighty, took my little bitty self, took your little bitty self and said, I'm going to join you with this company. I'm going to make you a conglomerate. And when you know the word of God, you have the same access as the big old conglomerate company. You'll become billionaire even though you started with $10. You understand what I'm saying to you? Oh, my God, when you get the word, I'm done. There's so much more, so much more. What I'm telling you is that when he is the big corporation,
He wants to take you over. He didn't come to be, he did not come for you to, he come to you to be partners with him. He wants to take over. He wants to run your books. Oh my God. He wants to run your books. He wants to take over. He wants to live there. He wants you to see who he is. He is the big corporation. He is the big hostile takeover in your life. When you begin to read the word of God, it will become a hostile takeover of your life and your time. Verses, I'm done. I gotta go because I got so much more to teach you, so much more. There will be a part two, so much more, but I'm done because the hour is well spent. My brothers and sisters, can I tell you right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord has challenging us in the next 6 months. In the next 6 months, God is challenging you and us to find time to go back to him and to read him. We have ran 6 months, and we have done very, very well. Now we're in the second half of the year. But in a basketball game or second half of the quarter, it's very good how you start. It's how you start the second half that will determine the last quarter. Spiritual, God wants to grant you spiritual energy. Him said the word of God wants to grant you and give you access to an overflow of spiritual energy. And what the spiritual energy does come to energize you. It comes to stir up the gifts and the glory of God that's in your life. And what the glory of God in your life does is send signals out. The glory of God in your life is like, do you know, you see people in the grocery store or outside the parking lot, and they begin to pass cards out, and those cards tell you the information. The glory of God is like that on your life. When they see you, you are the card that passes out the information of what God can be in your life to the average everyday people who is not average every day. Because the average everyday people is not praying. The average everyday people is not seeking the face of the Lord. Someone said, I just want to be comfortable. Then you are not a seeker. If you, comfort does not, oh my God, it's just comfortable. If you become a seeker, you move beyond comfort. Oh my God. I love to be comfortable, but also I love spontaneity. I love the glory of God. I love it. Why? Because I seek after it. We seek after it. Brothers and sisters, I'm telling you, I'm done. I read a book the other day, and the book says, this book is for dummies. And then I opened the book. And then what blessed me is this. The Ford writer of the book said, don't be offended by the title. But watch the results. Don't be offended by the title. But watch the results. God told God, I said, God, I don't want to come to church and be one of those who's on my phone and miss out on what you may say to me. I don't want to be one of those who are not connected to the word of God. I don't want to be one of those who do not recognize the word of God. Because the Bible talks about there be a generation who do not know the word of the Lord. I don't want to be one of those. And I'm not going to let you as members of the place of promise be one of those who miss out on the word of the Lord. Because it is his word that created the worlds. It is his word. The Bible says by faith, the worlds were framed. And we know it was framed by the word of the Lord Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, I pray for you now that you become a reader, an avid reader. That you become a reader of the word of the Lord. That you pick up the Bible at least twice a week and read 3 or 4 scriptures. That's all. Read. You know what I mean? I read chapters every day. Just read 3 or 4 scriptures and tax them to your heart. And when you tack them to your heart, you will find out that God is for real about you. You'll find out that God is for real about you and that he cares for you. He's serious about you. Everything that God's been talking to us about since
December 31st, I have wrote it down and I read it. Because when I write it down, I read it, it becomes a promise. When God begins to talk to you, it becomes a promise. He's promising himself to you. And brothers and sisters, if this message has blessed you in any way, shape, or form, we're going to pay our tithe and our offering. We're going to give on the principle of tithe and offering. And I challenge you to give extra. I challenge you. Not only pay your tithe and your offering, but give more. Give something that you cannot afford to give. Give it to God and see what God does back to you. We have our text to give, our Cash App. And we have our way right there, with their old-fashioned way. But I can't wait to get to church and we can all hold a hope together. And we're going to start reading declarations over your offering. The Lord has given me a declaration to give to you over your offering. So next week, we're going to take, we're going to move offering from the end of the service to the middle of the service. So we can begin to, we can get to declare and declare the works of the Lord over your life. Amen. Right now, the first lady is going to come. I'm done. I pray for you in Jesus' name. I pray for you in Jesus' name. If you don't feel well, I'll finish. If you don't feel well, praise the Lord. Because we're going to do, I'm going to serve God what I have left. Because I'm reading his word. I'm reading his word. Come on, First Lady.
Amen. We're so glad that you stayed to the end. You decided to join Pop once again on this evening. I want to remind you that God is exalted. The devil is defeated, and we have the victory. God is exalted. My God, the God that I serve, is exalted forever. The devil remains defeated, and we have the victory. That's why we'll never be defeated. Hallelujah. We'll never be defeated. When I think of the situations that I have before me, the situations that I have behind me, never defeated, because my God is exalted. I want you to remember that on tonight. Please go ahead and type in your prayer request. I want you guys to pray for my cousin Micah Hamilton. He's in Arizona. Pray for full healing in the name of Jesus. His name is Micah Hamilton. Cousin, you will be healed in the name of Jesus. While we're waiting for those, thank you, Sandra. While we're waiting for those prayer requests, go ahead and type those in the screen. I want to remind you that we are still in connection with Desire Thy Portion Ministries. We are still in need of items for God's people. Please contact our Auntie Darlene Adair. Her information is on the screen. You can reach her by website. You can reach her by phone. You can also reach her by Cash App if you just want to go ahead and Cash App that ministry. Whatever you feel the Lord has put on your heart, let's get together and assist this woman of God that's working in the kingdom of God. Amen. We are still also in connection with Solutions for Life of Life Ministries with our dear, dear pastor, Sister Cynthia Terry, offering counseling in every single area of your life. Whatever you need, she can hand it to you from the Word of God. Please reach out to her. If you feel like you can't afford it or you feel like there's going to be a cost, we will pick up that cost for you. Place of Promise will do that because we want to see you get help. Amen. We want to, we have birthdays. My birthday, I celebrate it. Thank God he let me see. Amen. Thank y'all. Amen. Amen. I'm so happy. So, so happy that he blessed me with another year. Hallelujah. For the rest of my life. I'll serve him. If the devil had his way, I wouldn't have had another one. But I thank him that he's exalted. And I'll never be defeated. No matter what, Mama Reen will never be defeated. Pop will never be defeated. because God is exalted. Hallelujah. We'll never, Sheila, will never be defeated. We will never, no matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, we win, we win, we win. The rapper had a song that said, all I do is win, 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 no matter what. All I do is win, 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 no matter what, because I serve a God who's exalted and he sits high forever on the throne. I thank him for that. Amen. We have some prayer requests. Amen. Any birthdays, please go ahead and type those in the screen. Birthdays for July. Amen. We're going to pray with you on these prayer requests.
Okay. We're going to pray for Sister Lisa Thomas. First of all, let's pray. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray for Lisa Thomas, for the death in their family, God, that you will solidify, that you will bring comfort and peace. For God, death is sometimes unexpected. And when it happens, glory to God, when it happens, none of us are really prepared for it. But God, we know you know. You know what to say to us. You know what song to sing. You know what to do with us. We give it over to you in Jesus' name. Send comfort and strength in Jesus' name. And we run the devil away. Lord, for the Anderson family, we pray for them even now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, for whatever they need, God, you supply the need. For God, they in need of you, God, for death is, oh God. We pray for them in Jesus' name. Father, we pray for them, God, we lift them up. We just only pray, we lift them up. Lord, as intercessors, we lift them up in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we pray for the adjuster. We pray, God, that they make the right number, make it make sense. Father, make it make sense. Glory to God. Show yourself strong and show yourself mighty. Make it make strength. God, to make the claim, God. We plate this over, God, in your name. For she's taken her claim. And we thank you for it, God. We pray for Sister Benita. We pray, God, their kidney transplant, God, the blood covered found. They were affected. Father, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, God, for kidneys, God. We've seen you do it over and over and over again. God, we pray for her kidney, God, that when they go back in there, the doctor's going to say, wait a minute, we misdiagnosed it. Glory to God. Something has began to regenerate it. God, pass by. Holy Spirit, pass by her kidney and regenerate it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. God, I've seen you do it too many times, and I know you will do it. Hallelujah. God, I pray for Layla. God, for her birthday, God, pray for her birthday, God, that God, you grow her up in the admiration and the peace and the meditation of God. God, that she always honor you, God. I can't wait to baptize her in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we give you glory, we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Because we are going to have baptism service, believe it. While you were having duty, we pray for you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're covering you in the blood of the name. We're covering you in the blood of Jesus Christ. We cover you under the blood and the anointing because the blood repels. The blood repels. The blood repels. The blood is highly, oh my God, his blood is highly infectious. His blood is highly infectious. His blood is super aggressive. His blood supersedes the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we thank you for it, Lord, that the blood transfusion, we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Let that happen in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Lord, we come into agreement with the victories. God, for all those, God, that gave today, we bless them in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. God, that you give it back to them. Press down, God, that somebody somewhere, that you send somebody somewhere. Father, you hear what? Father, I know you hear me when I pray. That you send somebody somewhere to be the change agent in their life. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, not nothing janky, but God, we send, oh, we know what you send gonna be perfect. What you send gonna be on time. What you send gonna be right. And we know it in Jesus' name. Send it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we bless God, God, for all the tithe offering givers and the seed sowers. God, we hold them up in your name. For you said you will give 30, 60,
100-fold. You said you will restore the years. You said you will. Thank you, Lord. And we give because it's grace. We give, God, unto this grace. We don't give it to man. We give it to the word. And the word will recover. The word will restore. God, forgive us also, God, if we have missed. For we don't want to be behind in you. We want to be behind in you for the grace. And we need grace to continually run and to continually flow. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. You done, babe?
I wanted to say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Sending virtual hugs and kisses for all of the birthday texts, all of the birthday Facebook messages, some posted on Tony's page. And he showed me, I love you guys so much. I appreciate you. I appreciate all the shout outs, all the kind words. Just know that I love you with the love of the Lord. And once again, I'm sending you virtual hugs and kisses to you. Thank you.
Wait, I thought when you married me, your birthday happened. I thought when she married me, her birthday happened. So she only like 27 years old. Look at it. Look, I do that. We're so glad. We're so glad to celebrate her birthday. It is an honor and a privilege that God has given me such a lady with strong character, strong integrity, strong grace on her life. Would never treat you wrong. Never treat you wrong. Won't take you. Won't take you. What's her name? But she'll never treat you wrong. I tell you that. She won't take you, but she'll never treat you wrong. And she'll let you know she don't take you, but she'll never treat you wrong. I thank God for this lady on my side, the fragrance of this house. We pray for you. If you all stand in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I can't wait to say that either. Come on, let's all stand in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Please stand and join hands with your brother and your sister. Yes, she is. Pray for you, brothers and sisters. Yes, we do. Oh, you say, oh, as the church say, oh, 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 oh. As the church, we say, oh, 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 oh. And come on, as the church, we say, oh, oh. One more time.
Have you done it?
Oh, 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 oh. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you've already passed us by. Thank you for passing by us today. And we thank you, Lord, that we will be the better because we're going to pick up the Bible and read. If we just read four verses a day, we're going to pick it up and read because we want to fall in you. For our safety net is in you. The Bible says, live in the confines of the scripture, for there is eternal life. And Father, we want life eternally and here and there. Father, we pray, God, we thank you for answering every prayer that was sent up to you today. We thank you for the tithes and offering givers and those who are part of the place of promise. Father, and also, God, if there's anybody who want to be saved, we issue you the hand of Jesus Christ today. And all you got to say is, Father, forgive me of my sin. I want to be saved. I want to live with you. I am yours and you are mine. And by that statement, God, they are saved. We pray for them in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. God, help us develop, God, so we can be what you want us to be. A strong church for your people, for a strong people, and for a strong God. And we give you glory and your praise in Jesus' name. Recover you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Go in grace. Go in peace. We'll see you next week.